Good morning. Let us pray. We thank you, O Lord, for this, the gift of your word. May it be a light for our path, food for our soul this morning and in the year to come. Amen. I wonder how you share and get good news about your friends and family. I remember when Jill and I told her parents that we were expecting our first baby. We waited for the right moment when they were slightly off guard, and then we let them know, and we got to see the sort of incomprehension going over their face, and then the delight sort of flood in. Our daughter Anna, you see, was the first grandchild in the extended family on Jill's side. So very soon, of course, the news began to spread to grandparents and to uncles and aunts and friends. Phone calls were made, emails were sent. And you know what we used to do? We used to get a piece of paper with a pen and we used to write things down and we used to send it off. It was like your own little personal Amazon. It was great. And that's what we did, to share the good news. And it was good news that was important. It changed things and it needed to be shared. And of course, these days it's a bit more efficient. We might hear something. Did you hear that they're engaged? Do you hear they're having a baby? Do you hear they're moving? And here's what we do. We say, really? Is it Facebook official yet? Is it? Because good news isn't good news until it's made Facebook official. And then we know that things have changed for real. So you see, the point I'm trying to make today is about good news. And good news is at the heart of the Christmas story. And we've seen it and heard it in our reading we've had today. The shepherds are watching their flocks by night. An angel appears to them, complete with the full Dolby surround sound system of the glory of God. And they are overwhelmed. But into their overwhelmedness, as they regain their composure, the angel gives them good news. The angel said, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. A baby has been born. This is good news. And it's a very particular baby. Listen carefully to what the angel says. In the town of David this day, a Savior has been born. He is the Messiah. He is the Lord." Now we read these words very quickly. Yes, David's town, that's Bethlehem. Savior, Messiah, Lord, that's Jesus. Forget about Facebook official. This good news is Christmas card correct. And it's exactly what we expect to hear. You see, these words are words that we're used to hearing at Christmas. They've become something blasé for us, maybe even cliché. They're overly familiar. But for the shepherds on this night, it was not like that. They were hearing this good news for the first time. And every word, David, Savior, Messiah, Lord, is a key word that delivers an impact to the news that they are hearing. I wonder if we can sort of imagine what they might be hearing. So a little imagination, please. We've got to imagine, and maybe slightly not a very nice thing to imagine, but imagine that we are in dark days in this land. Maybe we're in a time of war even. Maybe it's a time when there's hardship and anxiety and fear. And then maybe we begin to hear news trickle in. News that describes something like this. A new leader is coming. A new leader. And this is what they say. It's like they've been born in the Camelot of old. They're a new Arthur, a new Guinevere. This person has the stubbornness of Winston Churchill and the intelligence of Isaac Newton. See little keywords there? And we sort of understand what's going on, understand what's being communicated. It's a silly example, but here we would know that that person would be good news. They would be turning our dark days upside down. They would be light in the darkness. They would be shifting the whole situation. And that's what it's like for the shepherds. They are hearing key words. They're hearing names and phrases that says to them that the situation is shifting. In the town of David this day, King David, the shepherd king, the shepherd like you shepherds, the one who led his people with the heart after God's own. In the town of David this day, something is happening, and he is born a saviour. He will save his people from oppression and even from themselves. He is the Messiah. He is the anointed one, anointed like the kings of old. He is the Lord with authority and power, a prince of peace, a king of kings. This is a child who's going to turn the whole social order upside down. This is a child who is going to right wrongs and deal with oppression. This is a child who is going to visit the very depths of humanity and bring both justice and mercy to bear on the complicated and broken lives of those who cry out to God. All of that is caught up in these key words that the shepherds are hearing. Life-changing, turn it all upside down, good news that will cause great joy to all the people. Rejoice, shepherds, and they do. And Mary ponders all these things in her heart as well. But here's the thing. Good news for the shepherds is also good news for us. We also get to hear the angels in their Dolby surround sound. We also get to hear this gospel. And we also get to have our world turned upside down. Because that's what good news does. Our news to Jill's parents about a new baby being born was turning world upside down news, especially for Jill and I. And other good news is the same. Cancer going into remission, relationships being restored, whatever it might be, that good news changes things. Burdens lift, priorities shift, horizons broaden, and the world changes. So here's a Christmas thought. The birth of Jesus is turn the world upside down good news. The angels were right. He did bring a shift to their situation. He did save his people. He did provide a way for all people in all places to join in with his mission to bring freedom and life and forgiveness and restoration to this world. And this king like David, this Lord, this Savior, this Messiah lives and reigns even to this day. It's more than Facebook official. It's hard, solid reality, historical and present. This good news is real, a Christmas thought. And here's a Christmas invitation, an invitation for us to have our world turned upside down by this good news. It's an invitation to have your burdens lifted, your priorities shifted, and your horizons broadened. It's an invitation to serve and worship this newborn king with all that we have, with our time, our money, our family, our church, to lay them down and to offer them to him. It's an invitation to follow this newborn king, to go into the world with love and generosity and self-giving and peacemaking, not just because it's a time of Christmas cheer, because that is the heartbeat of the shepherd king, the king like David. It's an invitation to have our lives, our behaviour, our relationships shaped and cleansed and renewed by a newborn saviour who calls us to holiness and a way of living that's defined by ancient truth more than by fads and fashions. You see, it's an invitation because good news changes things. Good news turns things upside down. And on this day, the angels have told us clear and bright, I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. So have a merry, joyful Christmas, full of the presence of God that turns your lives upside down. Amen. and amen.